Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone on our program. Tristan McIntosh is with us here this morning. She is traveling the road to do the Linda Ronstadt Experience, and that will be a show that will be coming up here this Sunday, September 26th at 7 p.m. at the Corning Opera House Cultural Center, and it's going to be a show full of music that you will most certainly recognize. Tristan, how are you today?
I'm awesome. Thank you. How are you?
Well, good, thank you. A lot of time spent on the road, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. And a long time to come, too.
Well, now, Tristan, for those who may not know, and I know a lot of folks will, she was a finalist in, the 2016 season of American Idol?
Yes, season 15.
Yeah. Talk about that experience. I mean, a lot of folks see what they, see on TV, but there's a lot that goes on that folks don't know, the work that goes on behind the scenes to continue to hone what you do, to make yourself, more marketable, to hit everything you need to hit. Can you talk a little bit about what that experience is like for you?
So being on, Idol, that situation, everybody kind of thinks it's, this one way, but honestly, I think the contestants are the best part of the show, is that all of the friends that you get to meet and all of the contacts. But getting ready for this show was really hard, because you have to they don't give you that much time in between songs that you have to do. I would have a week to learn three or four songs and then be able to perform them. And then we had to do interviews every day and wardrobe fittings. And it was honestly just a lot of fun, though. I'm not complaining at all.
It's probably a little different than what you anticipated, because a lot of folks don't see the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Oh, absolutely. It is very different, but it's still, a lot of fun. I would recommend anybody who sings, definitely to try out for American Idol if you want.
Well, I was interested, too, in the fact that you're still very young, but you were a teenager at that time performing there. It's got to be a little different for someone who's in their teens as opposed to someone who maybe, say, is in their later 20s or, what have you.
Oh, yeah, it's way harder. So I was 15 when I was on the show, and while everybody, gets to sleep or, rehearse or something, we have to go to school mandatory for, 3 hours a day, and sometimes I would miss, some of the carpet opportunities they had, or just interviews and stuff, but because we had to get a mandatory 3 hours a day, because I think that's California's law.
So a lot is expected out of a young person when you do this type of thing. But again, a good experience for you, one that has obviously gotten you started now on this career experience. Let's go back further. How did you start? What got you interested in music in the first place?
So I started playing piano when I was 4 years old. My mom kind of just put me in lessons. I didn't even start singing until I was 9 or 10. When my mom, she took me to this one vocal coach and was like, hey, let me know if my daughter has talent. If not, don't waste my time and my money. Those were her exact words. And they were like, no, she's pretty good. So I just took lessons from there, and then just other instruments here and there along the way. That's kind of just a generalization of my little journey. There's a lot in between the lines there.
Is that what she told the American Idol judges, too?
My mom is hilarious. No, but she did pick up Ryan Seacrest.
I saw that. She was pretty excited. Well, a lot has happened to you already at such a young age, and now you get to get out on tour and have some fun. Talk a little bit about the Linda Ronstadt Experience show. Why Linda Ronstadt? Why was that something that was of interest to you?
So Linda Ronstadt's career is honestly just been amazing to me, because she didn't cover just one genre. She covered a bunch in her career, and I've always found that really inspiring, because I find it very hard for myself to just be, confined to one genre. But also, she has just one of the most beautiful, female voices of all time. So studying her music was something that really helped me be a better artist. And I kind of heard of her when somebody said that I kind of sounded like her. And that's how I kind of learned of Linda Ronstadt. I started listening to her music, and I just kind of fell in love, like probably everybody else did.
Well, I've seen some clips online, and you've got the look down too, that's for sure. Do you try to make it as realistic as you can?
We do. We do try to do a pretty accurate portrayal of, like, Linda, especially during her shows. We even do a lot of the live versions of the songs that they did, like, in the arrangement with our music.
Okay, very good. Have you ever gotten any feedback from her about the show?
So we haven't heard from Linda Ronstadt, but we have heard from Peter Asher, who is one of her producers, and he really loves it.
Well, it's nice to be able to keep that moving forward and to do shows where people, you know, they know the music. I mean, I'm sure you get a lot of folks singing along in the crowd.
It's my favorite part, seriously, knowing that everybody else is having a great time, like as great of a time as we are up there.
Absolutely. So you try to stay as close to, do you try to add a little bit of your own personality to it now and again, though, too, just to keep it fresh?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of hard to separate myself sometimes. I more like kind of bring her into my singing, like try and bring her into it in like every element with the way like my intonation is. But the delivery of the vocals can be a lot different just because I guess we've probably had different backgrounds in music growing up.
Well, I'm going to give away my age a little bit here, too, but back in the day when Linda Ronstadt was creating all these hits, it seemed like every regional band that was around that was looking for a female singer would advertise they were looking for a Linda Ronstadt-type singer, that type of voice. It was obviously very highly looked for at that time and sought after. And so to be able to do something like that and to be able to hit some of those notes, some can, some can't. It's not the easiest thing in the world.
It is honestly the funnest thing in the world, though, because sometimes when I'm performing, I really don't know if I'm going to hit these notes. But somehow, you know, if you practice enough and you really just focus on the way it makes you feel, pretty much most of the time I can get it.
Yeah.
Pretty accurate.
Well, you can't sing and perform on stage without folks helping you out. You've got a band. Talk about them.
Oh, man. I love this band. It's actually crazy how we got everything to be. Our bass player, Mr. Paul Boyne, he was wanting to start a Linda Ronstadt tribute, but it was just him and I think a drummer at that point. And then they had found a couple other people, and they were looking for a singer, but they didn't have one. Like, they couldn't find one in, like, the Northeast region, which is where we're located out of. So they sent, like, an ad on Craigslist down to Nashville and Texas, and my mom saw it, and she replied, and soon after that, me and my guitar player, Bronson, were up there, and we were auditioning with the band, and everything just clicked.
And
this is what you have. Ever since.
Yeah, yeah. How long do you see this going on? I mean, you're having fun, you're covering a lot of territory. Do you see this being a long-term project for you?
I just want to see how far it takes us. I would just love to keep going as long as I can.
Yeah, and you want to record your own music too, right?
Absolutely. It's just a matter of, with the, like I was mentioning earlier, it's hard figuring out like a genre or something to go for me, so I'm still trying to figure out exactly what it is that I want to say with this first project that I'm going to make.
You bet. Well, the beauty is you're, what, 21 years old?
Yes.
Yeah, you've got all the time in the world yet. So no worries. Figure it out and then have some fun with it. Getting a chance to perform in smaller venues like this is going to be fairly intimate. Do you like those kinds of settings where you can actually look over the stage lights and see people in the eye?
That's my favorite. Like, if I can see over the stage lights, which is a big maybe, I love to, you know, interact with people individually and try and make people smile whenever we're playing. I just like to be interactive with the audience, especially if you're making a lot of noise or you're dancing. I will definitely join you.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like it should be a fun show. As I said, I've seen some clips of your American Idol performances, but also of some of the performances you've done with the band and with this show. And it is fun, and you will close your eyes and realize that it feels like you're right there at a Linda Ronstadt concert 30, 40, 50 years ago. Corning Opera House, corningoperahouse.com is their website, and you can call as well, 641-418-8037 if you'd like to get those tickets. The reserved adult seats are $25. Student seats are $8. They would love to have you along for the show. You will Know the Music when you go to the Linda Ronstadt Experience, and you will most likely recognize the artist, Tristan McIntosh, a season 15 American Idol performer. Had a lot of fun with that show, and she's going to have a lot of fun for you coming up here on Sunday in Corning. Tristan, best of luck to you. Safe travels. Hope you have a great show.
Thank you so much.